Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And we've reached the 9 o'clock hour, and here's our first local story for this hour. Students at the Bad Axe Elementary and Middle School are being recognized for their outstanding achievements this month. At Bad Axe Elementary, the honorees include Shay Coughlin, Hazel Bambach, Nori Weller, Echo Cross, Braylon Bearski, Briella Popham, Anastasia Simpson, Mavis Williams, Josie Wochlager, and Claire Ozentoski. At Bad Axe Middle School, recognized students are Axel Buckland, Isaac Bailey, Maya Bolesman, Gabby Clark, Marin Strait, Adelaine Loffer, Cambry Shramsky, Sadie Fisher, Haley Prill, and Amaya Anderson. Also recognized but not pictured is Cora McCoy. Congratulations to all the students honored at the Bad Axe Elementary and Middle School. And you can view their pictures anytime right here on thumbnet.net. Huron County Commissioners approved several expenditures and staffing changes during Wednesday's meeting. Approval was given to purchase a new computer for Michigan State University Extension from Dell Technologies for $861 and a radar trailer for the Sheriff's Office from All Traffic Solutions, Inc. for $12,428. On the staffing front, Bailey Tulaski was hired as a casual employee in the Building and Zoning Office at $15 per hour. Randy Smiglinski will transfer to a full-time enforcement officer position in the court with a salary of $65,629. The board also approved reassigning the district court attorney, magistrate attorney, referee to the friend of the court office as the attorney referee and juvenile attorney referee. Caitlin Iden will transfer to a full-time senior equalization assistant position in the equalization office with a salary of $42,027, resigning from a previous role as account clerk caseworker in the Friend of Court office. And the U.S. Senate has unanimously approved a bipartisan bill led by Michigan Senator Gary Peters aimed at stopping federal payments from going to deceased individuals. The Ending Improper Payments to Deceased People Act would give federal agencies permanent access to complete death data from the Social Security Administration. That move is designed to prevent waste of taxpayer dollars and improve government oversight. Under the bill, agencies would be required to cross-check the data before issuing payments. Earlier this year, a temporary version of that access helped recover more than $31 million in improper payments in just 5 months. The bill now heads to the House for consideration. And Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel is issuing a new warning about computer ransomware as part of Cybersecurity Awareness Month, urging residents and businesses to stay alert and take precautions. Nessel says ransomware can be financially and operationally devastating, infecting devices, encrypting files, and locking users out until a ransom is paid. But she adds, these attacks are often preventable with strong security habits. One of the most common ways ransomware spreads is through phishing, fake emails, or messages that look legitimate but contain malicious links or attachments. The Attorney General's office recommends using a regularly updating security software, installing system updates promptly, verifying suspicious messages before clicking, avoiding public Wi-Fi, and backing up important data to external or cloud storage. When we come back after this public service announcement, we'll get to our national and international news.
Enough already.
We can do more.
Enough already. We can find a cure.
Enough already.
We can do better for our kids.
Enough already. We are relying on you.
We can come together to support Children's Cancer Research Fund, a national nonprofit dedicated to ending childhood cancer that is on the front line of breakthroughs. Because
it's enough already.
Go to childrenscancer.org today.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news, Treasury officials say U.S. economic data disruptions caused by the government shutdown are now affecting financial markets worldwide. Key reports on inflation and consumer spending have been delayed. Economists warn the information gap could impact Federal Reserve policy decisions. Analysts in Japan and Europe rely heavily on U.S. economic output data. The uncertainty has already triggered short-term market volatility. Calls are growing for immediate resolution to restore global confidence. And in our international news, Canada has launched a landmark program focused on Indigenous justice reform. The new diversion centers emphasize rehabilitation instead of incarceration. Officials say the initiative aims to reduce disproportionate imprisonment of Indigenous people. Community leaders see it as a turning point in reconciliation efforts. Early participants describe the process as healing and restorative. The program could serve as a model for other provinces in the future. And that's been your local, regional, national, and international news that you can get from anywhere on thumbnet.net.